Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. Yeah, I don't mind needing up and balancing on the push bike. Sort of like the cyclist still at the traffic light.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, I hope your Monday's been a ripper, or if it's just starting, crack into it, mate. It's going to be a good week.
Good to be here, Tom. Good to be back on the radio, just having fun.
Oh.
I mean, last Thursday was, we had a diminished crew, didn't we? We just had the northern parts of the country as the rest watched the AFL. Catch much sport in the weekend, Tom? Huge weekend of sport?
No, and I'll tell you why in a second, because I spent my time doing something absolutely ridiculous. It was the biggest waste of time ever. Oh. That's not far away. But Ollie, it's a Monday. Are you going to do this stupid cryptic thing again?
Mate, absolutely. Let's do it right now.
What's it called?
Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Just put a little bit of effort, like energy, you know what I mean, into the opener next time.
Okay.
You just didn't sound too excited about it.
Well, I've just been fretting writing the clue for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, well,
I'm very organised. But I have got a clue here.
Could have done it today. You had the whole day.
All right. Well, I went to the gym, unlike you.
Oh.
Brad Pitt. I have got a clue. This is a cryptic clue.
I went and saw a movie, unlike you, working for the show, but that's fine.
How it works is I give you a clue, and there's two Triple M bands that we play in that clue.
I hate cryptic crosswords, so I hate this game.
Good contribution, as always.
Thanks, mate.
Here's the clue. A few servants for this bloke, and they didn't get along.
Cool.
A few servants for this bloke, and they didn't get along.
All right, so there's two Triple M bands in that cryptic clue. If you can work it out, hit us up on our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie with a Y, and make sure you message us with your number so that we can give you a call.
Yeah, and God, get your thinking caps on. It's hard.
Just once more.
A few servants for this bloke, and they didn't get along.
Hey, after Tom Petty's Free Fallen, I'm going to tell you about how I wasted 8 hours of my weekend. You're going to love it, Ollie. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Tom Petty's Free Fallen. G'day, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. In half an hour's time, you need to hear about the awkward place. Ollie and his girlfriend Sarah had an argument. But before that, we'll have the answer for Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Yeah, can I say there's a half an hour window here. So by 7:30, we'll reveal the results to this Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
There's two Triple M bands and a cryptic clue.
Yes, here's the clue just once more. A few servants for this bloke, and they didn't get along. And Chris on Facebook messaging in, good try from Chris. One out of the two he's got, but no one has got it right. Both right so far.
Okay.
Two bands.
Okay. That'll be before 7:30. We'll give out that answer. So make sure you quickly hit up Facebook at Tom and Ollie with a Y and message us your answer with your phone number. Ollie, on the weekend, I did something that I'm labelling the biggest waste of time ever. And it's actually an activity that would have been done quite regularly back in the old school days, like before technology and stuff.
For you, that's saying something, Tom, because you're a massive time waster, whether it's gaming, whether it's looking at your iPhone, doing nothing, having a large Sunday session. Drinking.
No.
But if you know what Tom did, you know that's a waste of time. I mean, 6 hours.
If you know, you know.
It's obscene. If you know, you know, indeed, as Pusha T says.
Yeah.
And what you did was obscene. Okay. How are you wasting your time?
Well, me and my boyfriend went down to the parents' place down the coast. They weren't there, so it was just a lovely kind of couple's weekend away, you know?
Were they away on Daddy's yacht?
Yes, they are in the Whit Sundays on Daddy's yacht.
Oh, nice. I'll send them my regards.
Oh, okay. I'll send your girlfriend your regards as well, because you're living in her house that she bought, and
comeback.
Thank you.
What else happened?
All right, so we're having a couple of beers, and we'd been out for walks and stuff. We'd done all the right stuff, and it got to Saturday afternoon, and we're like, let's take out a board game. Because that'll be fun, you know? Cute. You know, don't resort to watching a movie or anything. Let's connect over it. You know, old school.
Communicate, yep.
The only board games were Monopoly. Seth isn't a fan of Monopoly, my boyfriend. He hates it. So I'm like, okay, Monopoly's out. Scrabble.
Really? He's a Trump fan. He loved property. He'd love buying a Trump hotel, wouldn't he?
Don't be rude.
The second option was Scrabble, which just isn't good with two people.
Oh, I love Scrabble. But yeah, well, no, it is good for two, but you've got to be smart.
Oh, my God.
Don't be rude.
You're just going to play Don't Be Rude every time now.
But the third option was a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, your weekend just went from bad to sad.
Well, wait till you hear this. We kicked it off at about 5 o'clock. Chucked out the, actually, the puzzle was called Trump's General Store.
Was it of Donald Trump?
No, it's not of Donald Trump. The character in the scene is called Trump, which is pretty incredible.
Seth was loving that.
So, 1,000-piece puzzle, cracked it out at 5 o'clock.
Saturday night, just a reset. Saturday night, couple of beers, big puzzle.
Having a couple of beers. It got to 7, and I'm like, oh, I should probably start dinner. So, I go and start making some kangaroo burgers.
Yeah.
And he is still on the puzzle. He's still going at it hardcore.
Yeah.
We stopped down for dinner.
The communication, that goal's really being ticked, isn't it? Really chatting it out.
I've told Apple Music to play funk music. So we're bopping along to some funk.
Just for some soul, vibe.
Which was fun.
So there's something to go with.
Old school disco hits, mate. It's great. Okay. Anyway, stop down for dinner, have a little break, get back to it. We do this puzzle and it gets to the point where it's 10 o'clock and it's like, nah, we have like, I reckon 100 pieces left. We need to get this shit done.
You spent almost 5 hours.
It was like, I'm not going to bed until we get this puzzle done. We finish it at midnight, and my God, the last hour of that puzzle was spent with the final remaining pieces going like, they can't fit in these spots. We're rotating the pieces in each of the empty spots, being like, this is actually ridiculous. Our minds were fried by the end of it, and I was flagging it at about 10 o'clock being like, when we finish this puzzle, it'll be like, yep, cool, we did a puzzle.
It's really sad, Tom, and it's a Monday, and the story you've just told has made me sad, and I can only imagine people listening are feeling sad for you and for your boyfriend. So is there any fun we can glean from this, from your experience?
Well, Ollie, I'm calling it the biggest waste of time ever. We have questions on this show, but it's also an I'm not going to bed until. 133353. Okay. Have you ever said the phrase, I'm not going to bed until, or... do you have a biggest waste of time ever
that
taken part in? Exactly, a double reason to phone. 133353. I'm not going to bed until, or the biggest waste of time ever. Give us a call. This is new Paul Kelly with the one I love, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Paul Kelly with the one I love, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. You've got like 5 minutes or so to get your Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, cryptic musical challenge answers in on Facebook at Tom and Ollie with a Y. That clue again.
Yeah, I'll take
for
about,
us, Ollie.
About 10 minutes.
Five.
Okay. A few servants for this bloke, and they didn't get along. There was two Triple M bands in there. Andrew messaged in saying Malcolm Turnbull. Bit of a gag. A few servants for that bloke.
That's pretty funny.
But no, two Triple M bands. And on Facebook, no one has got it fully right yet. I've got a couple of one out of two, but no one's got both of those bands. They didn't get along is a tough one. Foo Fighters, good guess, but not the Fooies.
Ollie, I'm just posting on our Instagram story. You can go check it out at Tom and Ollie because I'm posting a photo of me and my boyfriend Seth in front of the 1,000-piece puzzle that we completed, which was the waste of a Saturday night.
It was pretty sad. In the photo is Seth standing in front of an American flag, like in all photos that he demands to stand.
He's never stood in front of an American flag. What are you talking about, mate?
He loves Trump.
I want to know 133353. The biggest waste of time ever, or the other reason to call, is if you can finish the sentence, I'm not going to bed until. Because that 1,000-piece puzzle, Ollie. I mean, it just got to the point where me and my boyfriend, we weren't even talking. We were so enamored in the puzzle.
Yeah.
But then it got to like 10 o'clock at night and we're like, this is going to suck. Once it's completed, we're just going to go, yep, there's a puzzle done.
Our mate Steve was making us pork belly, and it took a very long time, so it became a bit of a, I'm not going to bed until this pork belly is out of the oven and eaten. We ate at 11:30 at night.
It's so annoying.
We're waiting for 3 hours.
And it wasn't worth it?
It was nice, but I wasn't hungry at 11:30.
Tass on 133353, you've got the biggest waste of time ever.
Yes, good evening, chaps.
Good evening.
About 2008, on a holiday in the US with my wife.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas, so there's plenty of things to see and plenty of things to do. My wife decided to say, we're going to go and see this brand new Sex in the City movie.
Ah.
Oh, for someone who likes sport and comedy and all that stuff, that is the utter, the biggest waste of time you could ever think of.
Oh, I was looking at a cinema when that came out, and a lot of girls are going to see it. Not a lot of guys seeing it, and not a lot of guys loving it.
Oh, I kid you not, there was three blokes in the cinema, and everyone else was female.
But, what are you?
Bit of a happy wife, happy life scenario there, I think, Tass?
Most definitely, yeah.
Most definitely,
What character are you, Tass? Are you a Miranda?
Who's the ball guy?
Are you a Carrie Bradshaw? Are you a Samantha, a Charlotte? Which one are you, Tass?
The bald lawyer? That's right, yeah.
Mr. Big, maybe.
Is it?
The sure? guy that played in Californication, him as well.
Okay. Nice.
I'm a Samantha for sure.
Oh, mate, I'm a Miranda.
Is she the boring one who plays puzzles on the weekend?
Maybe. G'day, Michael.
Hey, guys, how are we?
You did a I'm not going to bed until... dot, dot, dot.
I've got a double whammy. I can cover both of these.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
So basically I said, I'm not going to bed until I finish this series that I was watching on TV. So there was about 6 or 7 episodes left.
Okay.
So there were seven seasons in the series. It was Dexter.
Dexter.
Oh, yeah. I love Dexter.
You know, watching that and then got to the ending and just disappointed.
So how long were you up for? What, like, how much episodes? How many?
I think I had probably half a season to go. So as I say, probably 5 or 6 episodes to go to finish like all the seasons.
And it wasn't a good ending.
No, it's terrible.
Oh. Kind of like Lost. Remember when Lost ended and everybody was like, that sucked.
Yeah, it pretty much just left everyone feeling lost, I think.
So what time did you go to bed?
Oh, I think it would be about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's not cool, is it? You try and do a couple of extras.
It's just as bad as yours, Tom. Almost as bad.
Almost as bad?
Almost as bad.
Mate, it's a 1,000-piece puzzle. It was riveting. It was so good.
When you got it done, what did you do?
We literally went, okay, cool. Should we pack it away or what should we do? 133353. I'm not going to bed until, or the biggest waste of time ever. I said ever. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The Offspring. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions after 7:30. We'll find out the awkward place Ollie and his girlfriend Sarah had an argument. We're talking about the biggest waste of time ever before we get to the answers to Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Yeah.
Only a few more minutes if you want to get your answers in on Facebook.
2 minutes.
A few servants for this bloke and they didn't get along is the clue. But Liana on 133353, you had a biggest waste of time ever?
Yeah, so the biggest waste of time is driving home from Minyip with Ollie's mom, Annie, when she gets lost. It takes us 6 hours.
Hang on, what's this?
Leanne, when you said Minyip, I was like, my mum is from Minyip and my grandma, and you are with my mum.
Yeah, I'm with your mum and Emmy.
Oh, it's my sister.
What, in the car right now?
Oh.
Yeah, we're driving back from Minyip, and we are supposed to be there about 4 hours ago.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Did mum get lost? Minyip is in the Wimmera, which is about 4.5 hours drive from the city of Melbourne, or probably as close to Sydney. But so how did mum get lost?
She took a shortcut through the Grampian, which is not being a shortcut.
My mum is not good at directions, and she shouldn't be taking shortcuts. She should follow the map, shouldn't she? Yeah.
There was no map in sight, so.
Oh my God.
Google's your friend in that case, Leanne. I'm so sorry about that. And say hi to mum for me, though.
Okay, well.
Hey, Annie.
Say hi to mum for me.
Yeah, are you turning into Rove or something?
What the? Well, that's weird. But anyway, Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Yes.
Cryptic
crosswords.
The clue was, as you said, Tom, a few servants for this bloke and they didn't get along. A couple of good answers. Kings of Leon, you know, referring to a few servants. Yeah. But no, let's go to Clayton, who has a guess. Clayton, you've messaged us on Facebook at Tom and Ollie, and we've got your number here as well. What did you want to guess?
Mate, my guess is the John Butler Trio.
Oh, for a few servants for this bloke.
Okay.
Clayton, you're right. John Butler Trio does refer to a few servants for this bloke.
Great.
How about the second half of the clue, which was, and they didn't get along?
Classic Aussie rockers, Spy versus Spy.
Okay.
Spy versus Spy.
I'm not hugely familiar with Spy versus Spy.
You know, they got that song, Don't Tear It Down.
Don't tear it down.
Right. Adam, sorry, Clayton, that is not correct, unfortunately. So we'll go to a break quickly. So you can still guess that final clue, and it was, and they didn't get along. What band is that we play?
Hit us up, Facebook, Tom and Ollie with a Y, with your phone number. Answer revealed up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We're right in the middle of Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic musical challenge. Sorry for being so camp there.
Wonderful stuff, Tom. Of course, it is a clue that I give out every Monday. It contains two Triple M bands.
Now, we know the first band. The clue was a few servants for this bloke. It was, of course, the John Butler Trio.
See, the clue must service all elements of the answer. A few servants is a trio, is a few. The servants are Butlers. For this bloke is John. The second half of the clue, Tom, no one has got that yet.
You're such a... such a dick when you explain stuff.
It's obvious.
Don't patronise.
Well, it's all obvious.
Oh, God.
Tom, how did you go?
I don't care. I don't try and answer because I hate cryptic crosswords.
Because you give up.
No.
Easily.
No.
Nope. The second half of the clue is, and they didn't get along. We already had an incorrect answer from Clayton saying Spy versus Spy. Some said Foo Fighters. Of course, it's the answer in my head that is correct.
What a stupid radio game.
Well, that's a four of the game, but it's also the best part. Adam, you have, a pretty good guess here. Why don't you fire away?
No, hang on. Before we get to the answer, Ollie, Adam messaged us in the answer. Didn't you, Adam?
Yeah. Adam, you messaged. I said, boom. And you said, thumbs up.
Yep.
And I said, phone number, ? Adam. And you said, why?
Why?
do you realise why? It's pretty obvious now, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Get you on the radio, mate.
Exactly.
So what is your answer for the band and they didn't get along?
I think it's The Clash.
Oh!
Boom. Well.
All right.
Very good, Adam. Thanks for your phone number. I'm going to store it away now that I've got it. You've given it up. And you win yourself a limited edition Tom Lee key ring, which is engraved by Tom personally.
Yeah.
It's a very good prize.
They had errors on them, Adam, so I corrected them with the engraver.
Yeah.
Good work.
Not hack at all. Thanks, Adam.
We weren't allowed merchandise, so I thought we'd make our own.
Every Monday we play that game. It's a ripper.
Hey, up next, can we find out about this awkward place you had an argument, Ollie?
Oh, please. I'd love to share the intensity of a partner argument in a public place.
Oh, no. This is wasting my time. Default. Here with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. It's Default. Wasting my time. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. I'm going to attack a certain item of school clothing just before 8 o'clock. So principals beware. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Tom, I want to ask this question.
It is Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Here's a question for you, Tom, and for us all to answer.
Yeah.
Awkward places for an argument.
That's not a question.
Well, where's an awkward place you've had an argument? Is how I'd phrase it.
That's a good question.
If I must put it in question form.
Well, we have questions.
But awkward places for an argument.
You've said
particularly
three times,
girlfriends or partner situations. Because that's what.
Do you want to say it a fourth time or?
Awkward place for an argument.
Shut up, mate. Again, that's not a question.
Where is an awkward place you've had an argument? All right, let's get a song.
Oh, good start.
My girlfriend and I have... Look, we're getting better, but over seven years, look, there is we're a passionate couple.
Yeah.
And there are times when arguments bubble over.
Yeah.
And I got to say, a restaurant is a really bad place to have a serious argument.
Hang on, wasn't there the famous one between you and your girlfriend, Sarah, on cobblestone streets with a suitcase?
Which one? That was 20 in a period of 2 months.
Yeah.
That was whilst we were travelling and she had a wheelie back and I hated it because it made a noise every time she moved and I wanted to be backpacking and she wanted to be in hotels. Anyway, don't bring it up. It's not a thing. Last night, look, there was a bit of tension because before going out. Because
she's your landlord.
I was massaging her back.
Oh, right. Sorry, yeah.
And I do massage quite hard sometimes. I like to get a reaction sometimes, and she elbowed me, and I was behind her, and I was annoyed.
Don't tell me you red dotted her.
What?
You red shouldered her, didn't you?
Pushed too hard.
Yeah.
Well, probably. Anyway, it wasn't a good start to the night.
No.
Anyway, look, there was a bit of tension as to comments. Look, I'm not going to go into details, but basically,
is it about getting married or having a kid or something? You still haven't got married, and you're in 7-year relationship.
No,
you know?
Light surface stuff, but we basically, long story short, we spent 10 minutes in silence, both of us. They're both giving each other a silent treatment.
This is at a restaurant.
At a restaurant. Oh. Not a hugely busy restaurant. So people are sort of dotted around the place. So
are you looking around for the waiter as well, being like...
They know. Well, we're both just looking at the decor and stuff.
Oh.
And occasionally meeting eyes and like raising eyebrows like... Ooh.
Don't worry, mate. Me and my boyfriend did a puzzle on Saturday night.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse. So, look, I've done it before. The awkward silence in the restaurant. It's not a great place to have an argument, but...
Why were you silent? Why wouldn't you just knock it on the head?
I was almost...
What was the argument about?
I was enjoying it. I think we're both enjoying just sticking in a bit.
Oh God!
We left the restaurant half an hour later. It was resolved. It was all fine. We both knew.
Half an hour later, because there wasn't any chat. You just got down to eating.
Yeah, and thank God the food came fast. Because I was like, "Is any more food coming?" And she goes, "No," and I was like, "Good." It was really catty from both of us. But it happens, Tom. Couples or even friends.
But what was the argument about?
I couldn't tell you. It's just...
Something going on here.
Well, obviously there's something going on here. I'm just not going to detail the specifics on the radio.
How boring.
It's not a good argument. It's not interesting or funny. Just like couples being shitty.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So I thought 133353, I'll say this question for the first time. Where's an awkward place for an argument? Or just awkward places... For an argument.
Could you say, where have you had an argument?
You could, but that wouldn't elicit the best answers, would it? Because people will say, in my house.
Where
no
was
one cares.
The awkward place you had an argument? Yeah. 133353. Yes, turn this up. It's Gang of Youths. Let me down easy.
Yes, cool.
Okay. Yeah, that was a lot of yelling, wasn't it? I'm so sorry. Jeez.
I love this song, Gang of Youths, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
You did my job for me. Thank you. ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths. Let me down easy, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Or should I say Triple M's Tom and Ollie?
Oh, you love a yell, Tom, and good on you. Yeah. You're good at yelling.
Hey, we'll find out after 8 o'clock if you can impress Shania Twain. That don't impress me much. For the chance to win tickets to her concert, she's touring in December.
But I've asked for your awkward places that you've had an argument. I was just telling Tom here about my girlfriend and I had a bit of a tiff on Saturday night.
Yeah, because we have questions with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Especially last night the argument was.
Ollie, you haven't given us any details about this argument. I'm pressing you on this. What is the argument about?
You know what couples are like. It's silly stuff. But I'll try and give you just a bit of an insight.
Please.
Saturday, Sarah was feeling unwell.
Okay.
Headache and stomach was sore. I'm like, sounds like a hangover.
Yeah, definitely.
She's like, it's not a hangover. I just feel unwell.
Yeah.
The food last night was very rich at her grandma's birthday dinner. So she was useless all day and night. And so that meant that, you know, our date day or whatever meant it was a bit of a...
Or whatever.
Well, it was a non-event because she was too unwell. So we saw a film, but we ducked out for 2 hours and we're back home.
You saw The Merger. You should go out and see it, by the way.
Saw The Merger. Very funny film with all-star Aussie cast. But I was let down by the fact that she had been so useless. And so I said to her, my theory of relationships is that there's a bit of a cup theory where when your cup is full.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
No, quickly. Oh, God. When your cup's full, you should fill the other person's cup up with goodwill. And so I thought by Sunday, she would have been doing a bit more for me after I looked after her, put all the bed sheets on. I mean, you asked me this, Tom. Put the bed sheets, the tablecloth, the pillowcases. Did all that on my own.
Oh, sorry, your microphone faded out there. 133353, awkward place for an argument. G'day, Jody.
Hi.
Sorry, I just had to fade Ollie down there. Where was the awkward place you had an argument?
Business class on a long haul flight to America, so like everyone paid $9,000 for that thing. And me and my mum was like raising her voice louder and louder, and I'm trying to like mellow her down a bit, and then we're just like, I just kept talking to her, it was like, I'm getting too many deaths.
Sorry, Jody, couldn't really hear you very much. Get a bit of
business class, pretty awkward to have a shouting match.
You don't want that.
Steve, where was your awkward place for an argument?
Mate, I was with a bird that's now an ex, thank God. We went out for dinner during one of our many breakups, and I don't know, I said something to her and just triggered her, and she launched a fork at me in a Chinese restaurant and got stuck in the wall behind us. And one bloke across me was the only person that noticed, and he just looked at me like, holy cow, I'm just like, that was pretty intense. God. Needless to say, I haven't seen her again.
Yeah, well, that's short and sweet, I guess. At least it wasn't lingering.
Just like in Austin Powers, when he says, who throws a cupcake, honestly, it's who throws a fork. I'm not going to do you want to do the impression?
No, don't. Let's go to Scott instead on 133353.
Who throws a fork, honestly?
That's all right.
Pretty good.
Scott, awkward place for an argument?
Oh, mate, I was actually in the city and... we went to go to the toilet like you do in a men's toilet, and next thing, a girl burst in and started abusing her boyfriend or I'm not sure exactly what he was, but saying that he was, you know, looking at some other girl in the place and all that, and tell you what, it made it a little awkward to finish what we were doing in there, if you know what I mean.
Well, what were you doing in there, you two?
Oh, no, we're just having a wee, mate. You know, if somebody comes in and interrupts you.
Scott, are you cruising, mate?
Like
come on, mate. You're cruising. I know you are. Good on you, buddy. 133353. Do you know of an awkward place for an argument? Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Rocket Def Leppard, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We're asking blah, 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 blah. We're asking if you've had an awkward argument in an awkward place.
New producer, like Big Tom, is just shaking his head. He doesn't know what the deal is.
Well, we're a development show. That's fine. G'day, Jessica. You've had an argument in an awkward place.
Hi. Yeah, I have.
Go for it.
Can you beat my awkward restaurant encounter with my partner?
Definitely.
I think it beats it.
Okay. when was this?
Yesterday afternoon, me and the guy I'm seeing went on a little day date to Fairfield Boathouse and swam out for about 25 minutes, about 25 minutes out from shore. And he'd been a bit flirting with a few girls when he shouldn't be. So I pulled him up on it and it was a very awkward argument in the middle of the Yarra River.
Why did you choose that moment to bring it up?
Well, I could enjoy the date without letting him know.
Oh, Jessica.
You were very contemplative out in the water, weren't you?
I thought, you know, he can't run away or make any excuses if he's in the middle of a boat with me unless he wants to swim back to shore by himself.
That's what I would have done, push him into the water.
Is it like a rowboat or a kayak where you're facing the same way?
Yeah, we went for a rowboat. We were facing the same way. The initial plan was to get the kayak, but then this issue popped up, so I was like, better get the boat.
Oh,
so one of you is craning your neck around to have an awkward argument about cheating.
All right, Jessica, you definitely win. That is an awkward place to have an argument. Hey, here's what I need you to do now. If you are a principal or a teacher, I'm going to say at a primary school or high school that has a uniform.
Oh, guilty.
No, not you.
I've taught.
Yeah, you've taught.
Done sub-teaching.
You're not a teacher or a principal, mate. 133353. If you're a teacher or a principal, I need you on the phone up next because I've got a question about an item of uniform that is at a lot of schools that I think shouldn't be an item of uniform anymore.
Oh, controversial.
Teachers or principals, 133353. New music from Panic at the Disco. High Hopes, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. New music from Panic at the Disco. It's called High Hopes, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Let us know what you think. Head to triplem.com.au, by the way, if you want to have a say about the music that we play. Very soon, it'll be your chance to go in the draw to win Shania Twain tickets. That's right, if you can impress her very soon. Ollie, I've fired off 133353. I want a principal or a teacher on the phone right now. So if you're that, get involved because I'm about to take fire at high school uniforms.
Yeah, if you're a fellow teacher, get on the phone.
No, you're not a teacher.
What are you? I've got a degree in teaching.
Yeah, you've got a degree in teaching, but you're not a teacher. See the difference?
That hurts.
Ollie, what do you think about school shoes?
Well, they're just a basic standard of shoe, aren't they?
Ah, yeah. But
mate.
Think about it. Think about the school shoe, Ollie.
School shoes.
Cast your mind back, because I think school shoes are pretty shit.
Well, of course they're shit. They're just black, leathery clogs.
Yeah.
But they're a uniform.
School is about providing you with skills and lessons to take you on further in life.
You've thought about school a lot, haven't you?
Definitely. But I just think that these school shoes, they're not providing an expectation for a graduating student to get used to real life.
Sorry, as a teacher and as a former debater, have you thought about your argument? What is your contention here? What are you suggesting?
I'm saying that school shoes are really, really shit.
Yeah, but so are school pants and so
is the shirt. School pants are slacks. You'd see a man wearing slacks. A school shoe is a very distinct shoe, Ollie. They're like a shitty dress shoe.
They're just a cheap, basic version of a classic black, you know, leather shoe.
Back in my high school, we tried to get away with black globes. Couldn't work. You know, you can't wear a black globe. You have to have the leather shoe.
You can wear like a black New Balance for a day or two without getting caught, but then people catch on.
People catch on. And the companies, they try and dress them up, don't they? They try and go, ooh, sporty, good for the back. But no, all the school shoes are still shit.
Yeah, Clark's rubber. They're killing it. What about the girls though, Tom, who have to wear the
T-bars?
T-bars.
Or you're not allowed to wear T-bars.
With the patterns.
Maybe T-bars are banned because I feel like that's a thing as well. So look, Nick, you're a high school photography, history, geography teacher.
Oh, SOS.
Yep, that's correct, yeah.
Bit of SOS, Nick. Good on you.
Do you have to enforce school shoes in the classroom?
Yeah, we do. It's part of the uniform policy of our school.
Absolutely.
School shoes, T-bars for girls is fine as long as they're done up. And your standard black, shitty leather school shoes for the boys or the girls, either way.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for saying that they're shitty because they're stupid. You can't do any activities in them, can you, Nick?
Today's shoes are actually pretty good. Even my own son wears school shoes. They seem to be doing all right in them. I know one thing, when we go out on long excursions and so on, we let the kids wear runners. But before they allowed the kids to wear runners, I remember one kid actually wore school shoes, which had the tops cut out of them, and he actually put them over his runners, which was hilarious.
What?
Oh, wow. That's effort.
That is perfect. That's the way you get away with wearing good, cool shoes,
shoes. Just to backtrack, you get the theory, though, of the uniform, yeah?
I get the theory of the uniform.
It's an equaliser. All the kids are equal. If you get a kid pulling out white Gucci shoes...
Totally.
He's going to get bashed.
I understand. No, that's not true.
Well, I'm not encouraging. I'm just saying, you know, kids who get separated because of the uniform, they're going to get picked on.
So do you think that you're going to have a career as a teacher now after going on radio and saying that?
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying the whole point is that it's an equaliser. Everyone's equal with a uniform.
Mark, you're a history teacher. What do you think about school shoes, mate?
No, I agree. You've got to have the school shoes with the school uniform.
Yeah, but
like when you go to a formal or you go out for a night in the suit, you don't wear your joggers.
Yeah.
No, but why can't we have cooler school shoes? Why do they have to look dorky?
Cooler.
I think some of the ones these days are a lot better than the ones we wore 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, back in the day they used to wear just wooden clogs.
Mark, are you an older man saying that these days the school shoes are cool?
Well, they're cooler than what we used to wear.
Oh, no, yeah. Okay.
Back in the day, they used to wear the most horrible shoes.
Stick around. If you've got something impressive, you could go in the draw to win Shania Twain tickets.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, before you were just saying that you're upset with the quality of school shoes amongst kids.
Yeah, they suck.
That the generic sort of Clark's rubber kind of black school shoe is too basic.
They're so boring.
If you're seeing a hole in the market, mate, get off your ass and design a shoe that's cool.
Okay.
You're saying you could do it, but you could...
Well, you just take, like, Yeezys and make them black leather. Boom.
Why would every parent want to pay $400 for shoes?
Yeezys, by the way, are Kanye West's shoes.
Yeah, Yeezys.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, I've just posted on Facebook a photo of me holding the plastic tub that has, as you put it, 1,001 uses.
Yeah, that's what the tub claims.
You spent about a month on radio trying to accumulate enough answers or enough uses for the tub.
Mm.
I've gone stuff that. It's on Facebook. It's on social media now. Tom and Ollie at Facebook and Instagram. The photo's up there of me with a lovely sunset in the tub and lots of answers coming in for uses of the tub.
My favourite one is to hold all of at Ollie Morris's selfies.
I don't pay that. I mean, I don't take that many selfies.
Hey, it's time to give us a call if you've got something impressive.
Impress Shania Twain.
That's right. You could go in the draw to win tickets to Shania. Yeah, the opener sucks, by the way.
Underwhelming.
It's so short, isn't
just
it?
Just die.
Impress Shania Twain.
Here we go. Oh, what?
Oh.
Anyway, 133353, give us a buzz and you will have a chance to get yourself to Shania Twain with a friend in December. Amazing prize, but you've got to impress her.
133353, you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Baby Animals with Painless. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Monday night. We'll go on an article hunt soon, which is very fun. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be really, really good. As well as checking in on our end of year party that's completely funded by cryptocurrencies. We'll get a value for that very soon. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's time to see if we can impress the cougar herself with a game that we like to call...
Impress Shania Twain.
Hey, last week we had Rob, and he actually impressed Shania Twain. That's right. He is in the final few people that will have the chance to see...
The shortlist.
Yeah, the shortlist. To try and see Shania Twain.
This is how
she's touring in December.
This is how it went down.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, hi, guys.
Hey.
It's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
And for the last 33 years, I've run the city to surf in a gorilla suit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And 20 years ago... Yeah. On the November the 14th, I married my wife.
Yeah.
And Shania Twain's From This Moment On was our wedding song.
Can you sing to us what your wedding song was?
From this moment on.
That does impress me
much. Rob, you're in the chance to win tickets, mate.
You're the first person to impress Shania Twain.
Awesome.
So now's your chance. 133353, get involved
if
you've got something impressive.
Shania Twain is typically a very fickle, capricious woman, Tom. What impressed Rob won't necessarily... Well, what Rob did won't necessarily hold up again this week.
Yeah, good
You know,
point.
He did a great act in the gorilla suit doing those runs, but that doesn't mean that you've got to do something similar to impress Shania. We don't know what will impress her.
Well, 133353, Keith, you're stepping up to the spotlight in front of Shania Twain. What's your impressive act, mate?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Shania.
Say hello to Shania. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Shania, darling.
the other day.
Don't say darling, that's patronising.
I held my breath on the train between Brunswick Street and Central the whole way through that tunnel.
Okay, so is that in Melbourne?
That's in Brisbane.
That's in Brisbane.
And how long is that, you know?
I don't know for sure, boys, but it's a pretty long time. I had my little 7-year-old with me, and I was trying to be a cool dad and think of games on the train, and that was the game I thought of.
Oh, Keith.
He thought a game of make my daughter pass out would be a good game.
Or by calling her Darl. I don't think you want to call Shania Darl.
I think it's a nice thing to say, darling.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and you're darling.
Oh, mate.
I'd call you darling if you were being a good boy.
Oh, don't you dare.
Darling.
Oh,
darling. All right, let's go to Christian on 13353. Can you impress Shania Twain?
It's very hard, isn't it?
Shania Twain. Say hi, Christian.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, mate.
I was going to say hi, darling, but you just threw that out the window.
Good, good.
I've got a joke for Shania Twain.
Oh, a joke. Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, so Mickey Mouse is sitting in divorce court, and the judge is looking over all the paperwork, and he says to Mickey Mouse, "I don't think you can divorce Minnie Mouse. I think she's crazy." And Mickey said, "Your Honor, I never said she was crazy. I said she was effing goofy."
Okay, I see what you've done there.
I'm impressed.
You're impressed?
I've had to beep it.
Yeah, so she was with Goofy, you're saying. She was effing Goofy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good punchline. I was impressed.
It works more if you can actually emphasise it.
Yeah, yeah. Down the pub. All right, let's turn our heads to the lovely lady, Shania Twain.
She's looking pretty positive at the moment.
I saw her chuckle.
There was a bit of movement up and down.
But she might have thought of a funny thing from a while ago.
Come on, Shania, mate. Come on. That don't impress me much. Sorry, Christian.
No worries, guys.
And he's out. Busy man.
133353. If you reckon you can impress Shania Twain, then give us a call. This is new music from Good Charlotte. It's called Shadow Boxer. And there's a couple of Shania Twain tickets on the line. If you're lucky, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Good Charlotte's Shadow Boxer. Let us know what you think about that song. Head to triplem.com.au, become a club member, and have a say about the music that we play. Hey, we have questions. Our names are Tom and Ollie. And the question we have right now is, can you impress Shania Twain? Impress Shania Twain. You can do it with a story, a joke, an impression, any type of impressive act, 13353. If you do indeed impress Shania Twain, then you're in the draw, you're in the running to win tickets to her tour, which is happening in December, which is pretty cool.
It's hard to do, Tom. Over the course of probably 2 months doing this, only one man so far has impressed her. That was Rob last week. Maybe she's warming up. Maybe she's getting a bit more lukewarm with the being impressed. But let's go to Craig and see how Craig can fare. Evening, Craig.
Hey, how are we, boys? How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. Do you want to say hi to Shania first?
Yeah, hi, Shania. How are you?
Good.
Yes. I've got a story for you.
Yeah, go for it.
About a month ago, me and the wife decided to take a day out into the city. We heard some loud noises at the back, so we looked around and there was two old ladies driving their motorised carts.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if they were arguing, racing each other or what, but when they come to across the road, one stacked it, fell out, The other one just rode past her, just didn't even stop to see if she was right, just took off. So me and the wife decided to go do the right thing, go and help her up with the shopping, and took her shopping home for her.
I shouldn't be laughing at that, but it is funny.
We were laughing on the inside, but on the outside you couldn't laugh.
Yeah, because an old lady's fallen off her scooter.
Hang on, so Craig, you were laughing on the inside, were you?
Oh, it was hilarious.
Craig, I mean, I was impressed. It was a great story, mate.
Well, she's very hard.
She's hard to impress.
She's got a heart of gold, Shania, and so when she hears that you were laughing on the inside, she does question your morality.
Ollie, I'm sorry to stop down here just for a second, but can I just make a quick point that when listeners ask if they can say hello to Shania, and then they ask a question of Shania, can you not answer for her? Because before Craig went, "How are you going, Shania?" And you went, "Yeah, good, thanks." Pretending like you were Shania.
Yeah, I did a voice though. I was like, "Yeah, good, thanks."
Yeah, well, Shania can answer for herself if she wants to answer, mate.
Yeah, fair enough.
Jeez, I mean, she's in here.
All right.
She just chooses not to speak. G'day, Rob.
How's that, guys?
Yeah, good, mate.
Say hi to Shania, Rob.
Hello, Shania. I love you, baby. I'll see you soon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, she nearly said something there.
She's going to marry me. She doesn't know it yet, but she will.
Oh, wow. Okay. Rob, how old are you?
Almost 50.
50, yeah. Okay,
I'm close. Well, when she's only a couple of years older than me.
Same age bracket. All right. Well, try and impress her. Off you go.
Mate, it was about 12, 15 years ago. Well, it was when they say, you know, when your lights go amber, stop. Well, you should stop because I kept going. And I got T-boned by a four-wheel drive. The bull bar was on my bike and I ripped my leg off. Halfway down from your knee, that came off, was just hanging on by skin, fractured my pelvis in 12 spots, you had 12 pins holding that together, lips were hanging off and my nose was pushed around near to my ears, so I had a half. That don't impress me
much. I mean, that's a horrible accident.
It's horrific. Shania has turned very pale.
We don't need...
What?
We'll just move on. Hey, Dan.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. You want to try and impress Shania Twain?
Look, I'll give it a go. I've dissected the song and I realised that in the song she says, I think it's something about, so you ride a Harley Davidson. Well, that don't impress me much.
Yep.
And what I think is it wasn't detailed properly. And my parents are away at the moment.
Yeah.
And I've just finished, as a bit of a present for when they get back, I've just finished a 30-hour detail on their car. So that thing will be looking schmick. And I reckon it might impress her.
What kind of car is it?
It's actually just a Mazda CX-3, but I've taken... it. Oh! You suckers.
Yeah, Mazda 3. Yeah. It's a good economical car, Dan, but Shania can't be getting around.
Roman, it's our last one for tonight, mate. Shania's getting pretty annoyed. What is your impressive act?
Hello, Shania. Hi. I got an email from the Minister, the Transport and Main Roads Minister Mark Bailey, and I was over the moon when I got it, and I might be going for an interview soon because I'm a young reporter.
Okay, Roman, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Okay. I think that's important to know, Shania Twain, when you're answering here, because he's 10.
And you say you're a young reporter, are you?
Yes, I am.
What do you report on normally?
News.
That's a good thing to report on.
Yeah.
What?
Do you know any of Shania's music?
No.
She's not looking good. And what was...
My mum does, though.
Your mum does.
Oh, that's good.
What's your mum's favourite song of hers?
I Feel Like a Woman. Actually, I do know. Yeah, one.
Which one?
What song?
That one that I said, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah, okay. And who did you get an email from again?
Minister Mark Bailey, he's the Transport and Main Roads Minister. That don't impress me much.
Oh, God.
I mean, Roman, I would have said that impressed Shania Twain, but it's not our decision, mate. Jeez.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you, guys.
Such a good sport, Roman. I would have thought that she would have said yes, Tom, but that's okay.
Hey, Roman. Hey, Roman.
Okay, hate kids.
You want right. a little Triple M Tom and Ollie branded key ring?
Sure.
That'd cheer you up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even better price.
Yeah, I personally engraved them.
Yeah, okay.
All yours, mate. All yours.
Thank you very much, Roman. Hey, up next,
young reporter.
We'll check in on our cryptocurrency party, the party that you're invited to, and see how much money we've got to play with. Stick around. This is Dancing in the Dark. Bruce Springsteen, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, it's the boss. Dancing in the Dark. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Ollie made a whole party of men pull out their phones and go on a hunt for him on the weekend. I'll reveal to you what that is about in about 10 minutes' time. But right now, we have to check in with our cryptocurrency party. That's right, we're having a party at the end of the year. You're invited, and the whole thing is funded by online currencies.
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end-of-year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end-of-year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
Hey, now before we get to our current total, last time we were at $1,610. Mm. That had dropped about $1,100 since the last time we checked.
Well, we started with $2,500, so yeah. We are losing money by the day, which is upsetting for us, but you know, we can make a party good no matter what.
On the 25th of July, we had $2,749.
Was that our peak?
1 month later, we'd lost $1,000.
Yeah, I reckon we peaked at that.
But let's take you back to the start. We had to figure out how to spend all this money that CoinSpot gave us.
Yeah.
Which currencies to spend it on. What we decided to do is get a dartboard, write some online currencies on that dartboard. Because it's not just Bitcoin. There's like a whole bunch of different ones that you can trade on at CoinSpot. And so what we did, we wrote a different
currency, a pizza slice of each currency.
Yeah. And we each had a dart that was worth $1,000. And this is how my dart went down.
All right, Tom, let's go to your dart here.
All right,
Invest the second $1,000.
All right. This is worth $1,000.
Do not hit IHF. If we have to invest everything in that shitty fund.
Oh, so you can double up on a currency.
Well, potentially.
Okay. I'm going to go for Ripple.
Yeah, but you're not very good at darts.
Oh!
Dash!
I've hit Dash!
Dash is good.
Nice.
$1,000 into Dash.
Now, since then, we sold those currencies because they weren't doing very well, were they?
Yep, and we fired Bell, the producer.
got
rid of her.
Yeah.
And so we have since invested in two other currencies using two men, a very lucky man named Joe Luck and Gavin, a very unlucky man. So we've got all our funds in two currencies. Tom? It's
Bitcoin, gold, and ADEX are our two currencies.
Our last figure was at what, Tom? Do you remember?
$1,610. I can reveal to you that after logging onto my CoinSpot account, logging in with my Google Authenticator token, because I've authenticated with two-factor authentication.
Wow.
I've logged on here early.
Nerd.
Okay, thanks, mate. I will be watching the Apple keynote on Thursday morning live at 3 a.m.
What's the figure, mate? What's the figure?
The figure is $1,453. We've lost $160.
Hasn't gone up for a while, has it?
That hasn't gone up for a very long time, Ollie.
It's been going down for a while. And look, it's September now, and we won't have this party in about November. So it's about time we pull out, which is really annoying.
I bet you if we pull out, it'll start skyrocketing. But hey, mate, $1,400, that's a lot of passion pop you can buy.
Oh,
you know,
sure is.
It's a good party in the park.
I hope you like cheap champagne.
Stick around. We'll find out what Ollie did at this table to get everybody searching on their phones.
Tom and Ollie. On Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
All right, here's what I need you to do. If you're driving, then I need you to pull over very soon.
Sorry, why are you wearing a hat? Why are you wearing a hat?
Because I went out for some beers last night, and I woke up this morning quite late, and I forgot that we had a film premiere that I had to go to.
Hungover. You woke up hungover.
How do you?
On a work day, a school day.
Mate. Whatever. Just because you were boring and having fights with your girlfriend in restaurants at night.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had a huge night on Friday night getting guys to get their phones out.
Yeah, you've made everybody go on a big treasure hunt on their phones on Friday night. And we didn't resolve it. We didn't find the treasure. Up next, I'm going to need your help with the use of your mobile phone, with the power of Google. We're going to find this online treasure hunt.
And can I say it's worth it? If we can find it, what I've lost is really worth it.
Okay, perfect. We'll find out what that is next. This is Red Hot Chili Peppers. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Danny California, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Ollie's got a very interesting question about a man and his dad and a shower after 9 o'clock. That's probably the best way to explain it. I'll save details for 9.
One man, one dad, and his shower.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. And Ollie, on Friday night, we had a bit of a wine night with the boys.
Yeah, lads, 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 no beers.
Lads, 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 Shiraz, Shiraz, Pinot. Ooh, okay, good. Now, there was a point in the party when every single man at that table pulled out their mobile phone in hope to find something that you had lost. Something online.
It wasn't nudes.
It wasn't nudes.
I'm proud to say it wasn't nudes.
Ollie, I thought...
I don't know why we're doing this.
Well, if every single man at the dinner table pulled out the phone trying to help you, I feel like every single man, woman, and child will pull out their phones now in a crowdsourcing kind of arrangement, in a community event that I'm calling this.
It's an article hunt.
It's a what?
I said an article hunt.
That's right. Just like Pirates of the Caribbean of going on a treasure hunt, we're going on an article hunt.
Yeah, be careful how you say that because it can come out wrong, a bit like that Simpsons episode. But the hunt we had on the weekend did fail, didn't it?
So it did. You were reading an article on Facebook that you want to try and find again.
Look, I read a great article during the day on Friday and I thought it was so worth sharing. I went to find it again on Facebook.
Yeah.
couldn't find it.
And a lot of us pulled out our phones and Googled the article and went, hey, is this it? And you're like, no, it's not it. And you gave us some clues.
The article was the title was something like this.
It's like you've buried some treasure and you've forgotten where it's placed.
It's something like 25 items men must have. That's the general descriptor. But I can't guarantee that any of those words or numbers are in the title. I think it's a number between 20 and 30 items. I can't guarantee that. I can't guarantee the word items was in there. All I know is it had men somewhere. And the list itself was great.
Here's what we need you to do. We need you to jump on your phone. We need you to jump onto Google, onto Facebook. Look through a whole bunch of men's magazines and try and find this article for Ollie.
I've got some more clues.
Okay, great.
The only thing I know for sure is that the number one item in this list of men's items that must have was a white crew neck shirt. That was the number one, the first item in the list. So that is the only concrete evidence. A white crew neck shirt being like a cool high cut shirt, like a t-shirt. And that's all I know for sure. Those words were used.
And so you don't know how many items there were in the list?
I think between 20 and 30, as I said. It might have been a GQ magazine. I think it was, but I can't guarantee that. I don't know. I've tried looking up GQ. These magazines have heaps of articles that are like, the 15 things men must have this winter. The 25 things that all men need for their whole life.
Can you give us some keywords that you know definitely were in the article? Well, like wardrobe?
I've already said the only things I can guarantee are white crew neck shirt.
And you can't even say wardrobe?
Well, there was definitely like a grey sweater style jumper in the list. I think about number 10. There was also a leather wallet towards the end at like 20 something. It's like a good leather wallet.
Yeah.
There was a leather jacket, like a black leather jacket.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember.
It's an article hunt.
It's a what?
I said an article hunt.
Jump on your phones now. We need you on Google, on Facebook. We need you searching for this article. It's from a men's magazine, definitely?
Yes, definitely a men's magazine.
Okay. Could be GQ, could be Men's Health.
Yeah, it could be a number of things, yep. All I can guarantee you is the first item on the list was a white crew neck shirt. If it hasn't got that, don't message us saying, you know, I've got a list that has a jacket at the top. It's not it.
Here's the way you can get involved. You can call us 133353 if you find the article. You can contact us via Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie with a Y. And get in contact if you can find this article. It is an article hunt.
And it's a great article. If we find it, I'm going to share the results of it. It's so worth reading.
All right. There's also a Tom and Ollie exclusive Triple M branded keyring up for grabs as well. Give us a call. 133353. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Go on the hunt. It's new music from a guy called Morgan?
Morgan Evans.
Let me try that again. It's new music from a guy called Morgan Evans. That one's called Day Drunk. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. If you want to have a say about the music that we play, head to triplem.com.au and become a club member. We have questions here, and we have a question that involves you jumping on your phone, jumping on the internet, and going on what I'm calling is this.
It's an article hunt.
It's a what?
I said an article hunt.
On Friday night, Ollie, you detailed an article that you read on Facebook that you were enamored with. You said this is the best article I've ever read.
This has all the items that men must have to get through life. I'm talking your basics, your shirts, the jackets you need, a good pair of brown shoes.
You had a whole group of men at the table with their phones out trying to find this article.
I don't ask for that, by the way. Those guys just volunteered their time. Now, we've gone to the radio because we failed on the night, Tom. We couldn't find the article that I was reading. And thank you to those getting involved on Facebook. Andrew Thomas messaged us. He said, is it this? Esquire.com, 20 things every man should have in his wardrobe. Oh, he's given two here.
Yeah, he has given two.
Now, his list starts with a white button-down shirt. I said it simply must and definitely started with a white crew neck shirt or t-shirt.
So that's not the article?
It is not, Andrew, the Esquire one that you've sent in. It's not that one.
All right.
Thankfully, we have a second option here. Carissa messaged us.
Yeah.
She said, it mentions a crew neck sweater in the first item, but Carissa, it's the exact same article from Esquire.
Oh.
And it is not that. It doesn't start with a crew neck shirt. Crew neck shirt.
So the article hunt continues. Andrew sent in two, though. Did you see the second one from Andrew?
Yeah, I tried to navigate that, but I'm not very good at internet.
It's the GQ article. It says, GQ, is it this? 21 things every man should have in his closet. We have your essentials covered.
No, they're both the same thing. aren't they?
Oh my god, mate!
Look at you're better at the internet than me.
Did you seeing that one that I'm holding up here?
Who is that? GQ?
Yes.
Well, go to it. See what it says.
It says 21 things every man should see in his closet.
What's the first item in the list then? Because that's the key. Is it's got to be a white crew neck shirt to start
the
with.
Oxford shirt.
Is there buttons on it?
There's buttons on it.
It's not it.
Oh god. All right, we'll keep them coming through on Facebook at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
As I said, it's got a leather wallet down the end of the list.
Yep.
It's got a grey sweater at the middle, leather jacket. It's a great article.
Can you find this article that Ollie's been looking for? Please get in touch via Facebook. Up next, we've been asking a question about a plastic tub and whether it has 1,001 uses. It's taking a turn up next. We'll find out why. This is Pat Benatar, all fired up. You're Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's Pat Benatar, all fired up, baby. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions after 9 o'clock. Those get naughty. We're going to talk about a man, a son, and a shower.
A father, a son, and a shower. It's a Cat Stevens song almost. It's not time to make a change.
We'll find out what that's about after nine. But so much activity on the Facebook tonight. Get involved. Tom and Ollie is where you can head.
Bit of a failed search for that.
As well as Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter. Failed search there for that article, Tom. We went on an article hunt trying to find it. It was something like the 25 must-have items that all men must have.
Yeah.
That's not what it was. But yeah. I said to Andrew, who tried to find it, mate, it's got to be a white crew neck shirt. Andrew said, WTF is a crew neck shirt, lol. I need to be less straight, he says.
It's pretty funny.
He clearly hasn't read the article from NY Mag that says the 16 best white t-shirts for women in 2018.
Yeah, but what's the deal? You've commented below on what a white t-shirt is, and you've just posted the biggest URL web address I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's a link to what a white crew neck shirt is. By the way, it says wear a crew neck shirt. I recall this part of the article with a loose jacket, which is true. You get a nice white fitting t-shirt. And you get a crew...
I'm sorry, you're fading down there. Sorry, mate. Hey, every Monday night, what we've been doing, right, is we've been trying to find 1,001 uses for a plastic tub that claims it has this many uses.
That was your idea.
Yeah, and it's been a killer on the phones.
Well...
So should we...
No, it's been slowing down, and we've got a few messages saying, you guys still flogging this dead horse? Put the horse meat in the tub. That's what I say.
Oh.
So I heard those calls and I thought, you know what? You're right. The radio is a waste of time in terms of this idea. No, it just takes too long. We've done it for like a month and we've got in total 72 ideas out of 1,001.
Yeah, it has been taking
a
while.
So I've taken it offline, Tom.
What?
Should I say online and off the radio? I've posted a cool photo of me with a sunset background.
And where was I?
Holding the tub. You were, I don't know, in the bathroom?
That's where I was.
For like an hour.
That was the Copacabana.
Yeah, probably. And so you missed out on the photo, but I'm posing holding the tub because what I'm saying is get the ideas off the radio and put them onto this Facebook post at Tom and Ollie. You'll find me there posing in a crew grey.
Well, you've asked people to comment on them. A guy said, at the man that fights fires on Instagram says, store all of my sadness and disappointment.
Oh. His name was Well, there is already 50-plus comments on Facebook. Darcy said, a humorous substitute for a regular tub. got 6 likes.
I really like how practical Renstar77 is because he said, we recently moved house and put a lot of stuff in storage and used these instead of cardboard boxes. He then went on to say, when we moved house, we used them as turtle and rabbit transporters, not together.
Good on you, mate. Coco said, a bogan baby cot.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne, a place to store protein powder. Thing, bro. Brad Pitt over here.
Nath Riddle said, a really shit pinata, an apple bobbing box, and an urn.
Mick, bucket for vomit.
Hey, what's this one? Just finally. The extract artist on Instagram said, I don't know what this is about. He says an oversized flesh...
Flashlight.
Light.
Flashlight?
Flashlight?
Or is it a... E? Ouch.
Charlie Cake said, hold all your old Pokemon cards in it.
Catherine said, chili bin. What's that about? Big Tom, producer?
What's
a chili bin?
It's an esky.
A what?
Yeah. Esky.
Shut up.
He's a Kiwi.
Because he's a New Zealander, mate.
Stitch up.
Oh, yeah.
Chili bin.
Oh, got your jandals on, mate. Jesus. God.
Russell Crowe.
What?
Russell Crowe?
Isn't he Australian?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.